Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Anita Spencer. Thank you for joining me this week. I have got a hot, caliente show for you this evening. And as always, I look forward to exploring real issues and having real talks with people just like you. What's up, everybody? Que paso? I just came back two days off the plane from Cuba, and I am so excited. And so coming up on the show, we are talking Cuba. Traveling to Cuba, it's one of the closest yet distant Caribbean islands with so much for us to explore. It only sits 70 miles off the coast of Florida. And so when I was younger, I always dreamed being in California, and I knew a lot about Cuba and its history, and I wanted to visit. And so to come on this coast and them to open up the doors for us to come, I had no choice to go. And it was such a life-changing trip. It is an untapped world of music, ingenuity, and I met wonderful, amazing people. I ate great food, and I discovered the culture of a country that's very similar to mine in so many ways. I went on this amazing trip with my oldest daughter, Atina, and two of our good friends, Francis and Vanessa, and it was life-changing. It was eye-opening. So you're going to travel with me tonight as we go through Cuba, and I want you to keep it locked. We're going to travel through my eyes. But before we do this evening, I would like to take a moment to highlight an organization that is doing well in the community. And this week, the Industry Entertainment Network highlights Foundation for Fortitude. Education has always been an important determining factor in the opportunities that have been afforded the future for an individual. The more highly educated a person is, the more career and life options that open to them. Many of the young women are first-generation college students, and that in itself can impose a different emotional and mental strain than other college students will face. To ease the transition, Foundation for Fortitude provides mentoring as well as expose to leaders within the community and their college environment that will give them a strong support system on which to lean and trust both while they are students and later as graduates. They offer financial support in the forms of scholarships to these young women, identifying as being bringing in the needs for monetary support with their education. But they don't stop there. Other components of their programs provide skills and knowledge to set them up for success and give them a strong step forward in the competitive and demanding career world. For more information, go to the foundationforfortitude.org and let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. So I'm in Cuba. There's no internet, not a lot. There's not, you know, a lot of access to TV and things like that. So of course I get off the plane, and what happens since I've been disconnected? O.J. Simpson has been let from behind bars, and Usher is spreading diseases against the masses. I said, oh my goodness, what is happening? I just can't believe when you disconnect, when you come back, how crazy the world seems. It's really amazing to me every time I visit countries, especially this particular instance, because Cuba is a country that has been alienated for so much. And so to see what I saw, it was life-changing for me. I want to also encourage my listeners to Google this information in your city around you and just see what you come up with. And what I found out in Jacksonville, there are over 2,700 children that are homeless in the school systems and everything. And I think this number is pretty staggering for Jacksonville. And I just want to encourage people to find out how you can help, even if it's to donate clothes or food baskets or something in your area. But homelessness amongst children is, it can be really life altering, especially if you're trying to go through school. So I just wanted to make sure I point that out. I want to talk about what they're doing in Tennessee. And I want people to be aware, if you have loved ones that are incarcerated anywhere, of what is happening to some of these inmates. And one of the things that just blew me away is that Tennessee inmates are being offered a horrifying choice: jail time or sterilization. So what they're saying is that we're going to take some off your sentence if you decide. This is in Sparta, Tennessee. And they are giving people the choice of reducing some of your sentence if you agree to undergo a sterilization process or getting your tubes tied or sterilization for women and for men. And it's unbelievable, because what you're talking about is basically genetic annihilation. You're talking about going in and basically making it where these people are not even creating children. And who do you think they're targeting? I'm going to do so much more research. I just got this story in. I had to verify a few other things on it, but I'm definitely going to come back to that story because that is horrifying. And they've been doing it for many years in many prisons. And it's something that we need to look at because it's affecting communities throughout this nation. And so I definitely want to make sure that we look into that. Another thing that I really saw that was really cool when I returned was that Linda Johnson Rice, I don't know if any of you know who that is just by that name, but she is actually the CEO of the mogul empire of Jet and Ebony. Her parents are both deceased now, and her father started Jet Magazine. She has been added to the board of directors for Tesla, and Tesla is one of the new car companies. It's an American car company, and they went public in 2010. They are the first American car to do so since the Ford Motor Company did it in 1956. So I thought it was really interesting that she was appointed to the board, and that's really good because she's going to give them a lot of insight. And some people may say, you know, why are certain people appointed to boards? But I think with her, it's really something that can really propel, because she has a lot of insight, especially with her father starting such a prominent and fast forward thinking magazine and empire. So kudos to her. Please do not forget to contact me about the next Starting Susu. We are starting. We have started. We are excited. Everybody that's in it, we are all excited. And for all of you who don't know what a Susu is, it is a community savings group where we get together. We started out with 12 families. What we're asking 12 families to do, we have our bylaws, we have everything in place. And what we're asking each family to do is donate a certain amount of money each month. It can be done biweekly, weekly, however you set up. Only all we know is by a certain day of the month, all the money needs to be in. What happens with that susu? Example, if we got $12,000, one family would get the $12,000. They would keep putting in throughout the year because each month a new family would get the money. You can pay off debt, you can pay off student loans, you can purchase property. This is another way of pushing people forward. So it is very legit. It is doing very well. I'm excited. So remember that. We also need to start a community think tank and action groups. If you're going to think about it, we need to be about it and do something. So think about that. If you're interested in getting started in the second round of the SUSU, which will be next year, hit me up, realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com. And when we come back from the break, seeing Cuba through my eyes. I travel with my beautiful daughter. We have great stories, but guess what? We're going to see what they're all about. Remember, take responsibility for your actions and attractions. Log in, realtalkwithanitaspencer.com, via your mobile, 718-766-4964. Please remember to press 1 to chime into the conversation. We will be right back in a few minutes. Keep it locked. You are listening to Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Imperium PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Imperium PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Imperium PR and introduce yourself to the world, and it will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today. Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity. If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in challenging work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net. Welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally, and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that have landed on our radar. The Review Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEN.
And we are back. You are locked to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. And on this segment of the show, we are talking about my book of the week. It might take your life in a different direction or just might make you think a little bit. So one of the most beautiful things that I discovered about Cuba was bookstores. There are bookstores everywhere because everybody still reads, because everybody's not all into all the Facebook and technology. It takes a lot to go on to those networks. And so I discovered books. And so I'm really excited. Of course, it inspired me to come back and say, wait a minute, As a writer, I need to put my book in other languages so I can reach others across different waters. And so immediately, that was one of the things I wrote down in my journal to make sure that I follow up on translating my book. And so this week, I am actually reading a book right now called Reflections by Fidel Castro. And I went through the bookstore and I wanted to find a book, and I found a few books, and books are very important to me, and I can't wait to finish reading this. It's already been amazing. And so I will definitely put this up on the Facebook so you can see it, get more information about it. If you have any hot topics that you want to discuss, I want you to send them. RealTalksWithAnitaSpencer@gmail.com. I've been getting some really amazing topics. I've been getting people sending me some amazing stories. Keep sending the stories. I need you to fill me in because I'm really not on the television at all when it comes to news. And I catch it briefly throughout, you know, the internet and social media. My focus is really trying to talk about things that's going to really impact and push, you know, the community forward. And so please excuse me if I'm not really caught up on a lot of the news, because when you go away to places and you come back and you see how inundated we are with so much news, we sometimes wonder why our lives are a disaster, because we watch disaster after disaster. We move fast. We eat fast. We do everything fast. We have big cars, big this. And life is so much simpler when you can just stop and reflect and kind of move away. So these books are really important. Traveling is very, very important. And I hope you catch our Fly Brother show that we have on the network. Traveling is very important. And one of the things I think as people, especially African Americans, we think traveling is so expensive. And it really, really isn't. If you plan just a little bit, some of the money we spend on clothes at the mall could buy tickets to places you could only imagine. So come on, remember, RealTalkWithAnitaSpencer@gmail.com. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. Keep it locked. Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Fans and foodies alike, the moment we've all been waiting for is here. Celebrity Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions radio show is in full swing. Tune into the most alluring and entertaining food talk show with Food Network star Chef Elliot Farmer. Join the conversation to get exclusive food event details and gain an all-access pass to interviews with foodies and renowned chefs from around the world. Remember to stock your pantry, pack your fridge, and get your notepads ready for the tips and meal magic happening in the kitchen on Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions. Listen live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NEN. Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients, and are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
And we are back, and you are locked to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. And tonight I'm going to talk to you about my travels to Cuba. I'm going to kick off the conversation by simply saying, get your passports now. If you are out there and you are an adult and your whole family, but I'm going to start with you as an adult, go get your passport. Don't ever believe what anybody says about traveling. Go see and experience it for yourself. You can read about it all day long in a book, but to experience it, to smell it, to taste it, it is a whole different ballgame. This is the time for African Americans to travel and make Cuba your first stop. The Cuban people are waiting on you. One of the conversations that stood out for me was that before Obama, they had heard of African Americans, but they hadn't really seen or interacted with us. They wanted to know where we are, were there more coming? And one of the things I had to tell them was, yes, there are more coming. People would ride up to us, and they would put their arm next to us, and they would say, America? And I would say, yes. And they would say, but we're the same. And I would say, yes, we are the same. We were so well received. The Cuban people, they replied with the biggest smiles when I told them that we were the same. We have been told so much misinformation about Cuba and its people. Rum, revolutionaries, retro cars, Cuba has a back in time appeal. It makes you feel something. But what I discovered was that the people was me. My daughter was saying, Mama, don't they look like people just right from around the way, but they're speaking in Spanish and they don't know any English? And I was like, yes. Beautiful to see, because one of the things that I know that we need to understand, all of my brothers and sisters from all around the world who's listening to me, rather, I've heard people say, you know, Africans don't like African Americans, Jamaicans don't like African Americans, the people from the islands think they're better than African Americans. Let me just say this, very important for me, is that the only difference from a lot of those places and the Americas is the where they stopped at first. See, we were all the same. When you go to Cuba, they got slave stories. They know what it's like to be enslaved and have life beat out of them. See, we got to understand that if as long as they can tell us the stories, not to connect with the people that look like us, we are going to be distant and we're not going to get what we need. And we're not going to be able to be the force that we need to be. we rebelled in this country and we made some progress. The Cuban people did the same. The only thing is we cleaned up on the surface with a lot of dirt underneath. And their surface and their infrastructure hasn't been kept up, but the soul of the people's culture, the integrity, along with the fighting spirit of those liberators that came before them, i.e. El Comando Fidel Castro, Ernesto Che Guevara, has stood the test of time. See, those people got that. We have our people. We have our Frederick Douglasses and our Malcolm X's. Those were those people too. See, we all are fighting for the same thing. Because you got this imperialism, European imperialism that want to take over the world. And in the process, you have done stuff to people who will rebel. And now Cuba is looked at as a world power. I told you some weeks back on my show when Fidel Castro passed away that they tried to assassinate that man 637 times and he left when he wanted to leave. He did what he needed to do. And what I saw was a very majestic people. They were proud of their African heritage and they connect to the African-American due to the melanin in our skin. It was powerful. Because if we don't know nothing else, we knew that we are the same. I've come back and a couple of people have seen me and they said, oh my God, Anita, you've gotten a tan. Yes, I have. I've been kissed by another son. Oh, and it was hot, but it was okay. You see, did their government do for the people as they should? We can go around the world and get mixed emotional answers to these questions because you can't please all the people all the time, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So we have to start looking at these things. People rebel, things happen, because there are some people in Cuba, the Afro-Cubans, and they can be found throughout Cuba. The eastern Cuba has the highest concentration of blacks than any other on the island. And Havana has the largest population of blacks in any city. So we have to understand what is happening. You got new immigrants coming to Cuba. I met people in Nigeria. I saw our embassy was there in Havana. I saw South Africa. I saw Japan. I saw Nigeria. I saw that people are coming. People are coming from Angola. People are coming from Jamaica and Haiti, and they are coming and settling in Cuba, and they're on the eastern part of the island because it's in close proximity to their homes. So we have to learn a lot when it's time to travel. And there are only 12 reasons that you can go to Cuba when you look at your visa. And we qualify. Just look at it, read it over. If you have any questions, inbox me. Or send me a message, Real Talk with Anita Spencer at Gmail. I will help you through the process. Did we have some fun? Did we learn some things? Absolutely. Bring some ice trays when you go. Ice isn't always plentiful. 99 cents, throw them in your bag. Little tips like that. Really, really cool. So we've got a caller on the line, someone who's traveled with me. I'm really excited. We have Miss Frances from Jacksonville on the line. Miss Frances, good evening. Hola, chica.
Hola, Lucy.
So I was talking about Cuba a little bit to the people, and you were one of the people that traveled with me. So thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate that. Tell me a little bit about something that you took away from Cuba.
The friendliness of the people. The language was a hindrance, but not a barrier. We were able to communicate because there was a friendly approach. There was a camaraderie. And as he said, we are the same. We both got called Cubanos over and over again. They thought we were from Cuba.
Oh,
by
yeah.
you.
Oh, yeah. And I think for me, that's what, I mean, and I always knew the people of Cuba were dark like me, but to see it and for them to be open and to know that yes, we're the same. No, we couldn't really speak the language to everybody, and people spoke to us in Spanish as if though we knew, and some of them we did know. We know Spanish, and we don't even really realize we know Spanish. When you start, like, we learned when we were there, like the La Cuenta Inn here in America. La Cuenta, por favor, means, can I have my bill, please? So it's Spanish. We do know Spanish. We just don't realize it. And now it's time to go and learn so that you can go communicate and do business. They want to do business with us.
They do.
So tell me what you loved about Cuba, because one of the things when I left, a guy, we were in the airport, and he asked me, did you like your trip? And I said, I loved Cuba. And he said, what did you love about it? I said, I loved the culture, but more importantly, I loved the fact that there was nothing American there. There was nothing American there. And I love that, because I really feel that when all the restaurants and the corporate and the Starbucks and this and that, if that ever arrives in Cuba, it's going to change the people. It's going to change the flow of the whole country. And I think that's why I wanted to go now before they did all that. Even though I'm going to visit again, but I wanted to see it in that state.
I agree. I love what you said. Number one, get your passport. Go see for yourself. There is a large gap of ignorance that you need to close the gap. Stop being afraid. Go see for yourself. What I love the most about Cuba was the fact that you had to communicate. There was not a lot of television. There was not a lot of electronics, but that was okay. And so you had to reconnect with conversation. And it felt familiar, and it felt good. It felt like home. I may not be from Cuba, but it felt like home. And so with the communication, that's what I loved the most. Being able to communicate, limited though it was, it felt like a world of difference.
That's what's up. And I appreciate you traveling with me, and we had a great time. Thank you so much for calling in, Ms. Francis. I appreciate it. And I think what we need to understand, because I spoke with some of the locals about their religion, and they still practice African religion, and that's what we were told. You know, we still practice our African religion. And so they're very much in touch, because one of the things in my travels, like traveling to Jamaica and traveling to Cuba now, one of the things that we have to understand is that a lot of people, unlike America, where there were a lot of European settlers here, a lot of people didn't go, a lot of whites didn't settle in Cuba and Haiti and Jamaica. So those people, they were allowed to hold on to a lot of their culture because no one was basically micromanaging them, where in America, it was a lot of Europeans, they brought a lot of Africans, and it was very important for them to, you know, inundate them with the European culture. So that's one of the reasons also that the Cuban culture is so heavy and so full of life, because a lot of them were able to maintain who they were as Africans, because it's interesting how they're in Cuba and they still practice the African religion, and we're here in America and this is a Christian nation. And so I find that to be very interesting. Education was one of the things that they have on the visa as coming to visit, and education is something you definitely can check, because that is what you're doing. You are definitely becoming educated. And one of the things that I did in my research and looking at certain things that we traveled by was slavery. The slave trade ceased in other parts of the Atlantic, but the Cuban slave trade didn't end until 1867, which was 2 years after us. And it kind of went along with Juneteenth. Juneteenth is in Texas. Out west, slavery ended in 1867. And of the estimated millions of slaves that they brought from Africa, 85% brought during the 1900s, they began to have, just like we did, revolts on the island. And they had some free slaves. One of them, I saw a statue of him, and so I wrote down his name because I wanted to see who he was. And he was one of the free slaves. Jose Antonio Aponte erupted on the plantation in Cuba, and he started a revolt. And because when you go to Revolutionary Square, you see all these different things, and I've always heard about it, but I said, let me think. So I kind of put some notes in my pad, and that was one of the names that I saw. And he was a slave in 1812, and he started a revolt, and they have him, his name listed, you know, as a revolutionary. And so one of the things I'm reading with Chiavetta is that Cuba was always looked at as a communist state. They never looked at it that these people are, this is a revolution. And I think that we've, again, been miseducated. And I stated this information to say that we got to connect. We got to stay connected to our melanated brothers and sisters around the world, but especially in Cuba. I said it earlier, the difference between where people are and where these slave ships stopped, that's the only difference. It's important for us to understand who we are right now in this world. There's a lot of things happening. When you have been inundated, I told my husband since I've been back, I said, you know, I don't even want to watch television anymore. Like, I really see how it has really been such a programming and propaganda tool to keep people really disconnected with what's happening. When I was in Cuba, one of the things that I saw was people reading, people still out sitting outside reading, talking, just out doing things that we used to do. It does feel like you've stepped back in time because you really are looking at yourself at another time and what our country could have turned into or our communities could have been if we just could have understood the divide and conquer system. And I want to encourage everyone to go travel, go visit. You could probably go to Cuba, and not even probably, I know you could, because I know that we did, for less than $900 a person. That's your trip, that's your stay, that's everything. And I'm a believer in Airbnb. If anyone doesn't know what it is, it's A-I-R-B, N, the letter N and the letter B. You can rent out people's houses, and that's how you're going to have to do in Cuba because Americans aren't allowed to go over as visitors. But because African Americans, we are connected to these beautiful melanated people, it's all kinds of reasons for us to visit. But we are kept ignorant and in the dark because they don't want us to connect. One of the things that I also noticed in my travels, and I've been over to France and Germany, is that you see advertisements on billboards about in France and Germany, go to Africa. They have pristine beaches. They have the best surf. You never see them advertising in America for us to go to Africa. And I find that very interesting on the airplanes and then the airports over in France and in the UK and Heathrow Airport, they want you to go to Africa. They're telling all these Europeans to go to Africa, but they never encourage us to go to Africa and to our islands to visit the Melanated, the Buka Islands, the Fiji Islands, all those. They never encourage us. And I find that to be very interesting. But all of those other countries, those people in the UK, they go to South Africa on vacation. They go visit their beaches. We're only encouraged to maybe go to Hawaii, maybe to go. And it's so many different ways to go. Southwest Airlines now goes to Cuba. From Orlando to Cuba, you can get a round-trip ticket for less than $300. You can get a ticket $88 going and $120 coming back, round trip. And I think, so again, African Americans break out of thinking that vacation costs so much money. We can take girls trips to Savannah. We can take girls trips to Vegas. And the money that we would spend to prepare to leave from Jacksonville, Florida, or Atlanta, Georgia, to go to the West Coast, the Caribbean island is right here. Southwest Airlines goes to Montego Bay, Jamaica. Two bags free. You don't even got to pay for your bags. And you got a carry-on. We just got to take the time to do the research and educate ourselves. And also, we have to stop wanting to go to different countries and have all the comforts of home. Let it go. We don't have, you might be somewhere and electric will go out. You're in a third world country. Now what? You got to understand, go back to basics. What if you're somewhere and you got to wash out something and you got to hang out something to dry? We have been so spoiled with so many things in America that we go to these countries and we want to have all the luxuries of home. Well, why they don't have this? And why they don't have that? And because we're not in America. That's why. Wake up. If you want to travel, let me know. Hit me up. I'm always ready to go. I think it is very important for us to plan. You'll be surprised what you can achieve with a little planning, and it will be inexpensive. I know people, they have Travel Norway, which is a black travel. They have Black Travel GO on Instagram. They have all kind of black travel groups on Instagram. Look at them. See where people are going. Thailand, Turkey, Vietnam. You know, we hear about, Vietnam War. Vietnam is a beautiful country. Haiti, beautiful country. That's one of my next stops. We got to do what we have to do. We got to go see people. I had a gentleman sitting in my chair yesterday. He was in Japan. I remember Japan, Okinawa, Japan, stationed over there. Black people. And they know they're black. It's so much to see. But Cuba, it's untapped for us to see, and they're waiting on us. Hit me up, 718-766-4964. I want to hear what you have to say. If you want to travel, if you have any questions, I will answer any questions I could possibly answer because I want to encourage people. Get your passport. Get it now. Let's travel. You are locked. We'll talk with Anita Spencer. We'll be back.
But that's what makes the world go round. The
And we are back. You are tuned in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. And tonight I have been talking about my trip to Cuba and meeting the beautiful people and the food. Everything was made so fresh. They brought out everything fresh. Their vegetables were fresh and everything was seasoned. And every restaurant was different. That we drank, you know, the mojitas. We heard music as we ate. We went to a place where they had, you know, albums from back in the day as placemats. That was really, really cute. We just had a good time just enjoying the culture and the food. And I want you to remember, as we talk about different discussions and things like that, I always want people to contact me. But we are trying here at the NEN to change lives one community at a time, because real talk matters. And I want to share with people what is happening out there so that we can get some of these misconceptions out of our head about travel and saving and moving together as a people. We don't know what's going to happen in this United States. It's a lot that has happened over the last, I would say, 5 or 6 months. And it hasn't been good. It hasn't always been good. And I think as people, we always got to make sure we have options. We don't want to ever not have an option. You may find a job in another country. It's not far-fetched. And Cuba is one of the places that is waiting on African Americans to do business. And to know that our influence is that great, it was really life-changing. No one bothered us. When people tell you, oh, be careful, they're this, they're that. If you go to Cuba and you don't have a good time, you've gone with the wrong people and you're not understanding the culture properly. Because I've heard people say, oh, I went, they can have that. I've heard people, it is an amazing learning experience to be around people, to get into an old 58 Chevy or an old Buick, and all of a sudden you're riding down the street and the guy pops in Tupac. And you're like, wait a minute. And you're jamming. I'm jamming. And then it hit me. Wait a minute, is this Tupac? My daughter asked one of the gentlemen, how did he learn English? And he said his father raised him on Earth, Wind, and Fire, Barry White, and James Brown. And from that, he learned our language. So our influence has been around for many years. And I know some of our black musicians in the 30s and 40s and 50s went to Cuba and performed and was at the Tropicana. And so the influence is strong there. So I want to encourage people. I want to encourage you to travel. Ask questions if you need help. Our network is here. That we have a Fly Brother radio show who comes on and he talks about traveling. But I just wanted to share my experience with Cuba and seeing the people and how welcoming they were. We went on a tour of the island. We explored their beaches. The beaches was amazing. I got in the water. I was in there for 3 hours. Just amazing. Under the water, open your eyes, the whole shebang, clear blue water. And people respected you. And their money exchange is not bad, because over there, they don't take any of our currency. They don't take any of our credit cards, debit cards, any of that. You have to go with your money and be prepared to exchange. And you're going to lose some money because our dollar isn't as strong as their money, believe it or not. So if you trade in $100, you might get $88 back. And that's because their money is backed on the resources that they have coming out of the ground and from the country, where our money is backed on from our government. So it's a little bit different. So understand that as you travel, too, you will have to exchange your currency. A lot of people talk about travel insurance. One of the things that you want to look at as far as travel insurance is make sure the airline you're with has travel insurance, because one of the things you do is if you keep your boarding pass with you, as you walk around the countryside or what have you, that is a part of your travel insurance. Who knows what it all covers, but you definitely want to double check on that. Did we have any issues? We had none, and we stayed in an Airbnb in the neighborhood. We stayed right behind the Capitol. And so we were right there amongst the people, and we had no issues. In fact, I can honestly say I felt safer there than I did when I came back to America, and I'm looking around like, oh, my God, what's getting ready to happen? Because we're over here. We're just popping off at any time. We're doing all kinds of stuff. And one of the numbers that I saw, and this was in American literature, and it talked about how the whole time Fidel was in power, I think he assassinated or had people killed, if you want to say, 267 people, the whole 40 years he was in power. We had 862 people killed in just in 2016 here in America in homicides. But that's a third world country, and those are supposed to be, that's supposed to be the enemy, is what we've always been told. It's time to wake up and do some research. So I want to let you know, together we are changing lives here at the Industry Entertainment Network. I want to thank you for joining me this evening as I shared with you some things about Cuba. If you want to know anything, I got people that are coming. If you want to go over there, I got people you can connect with. They can show you around. They can translate for you. I want to thank Enrique so much for showing me all around his beautiful country, and I'm so very thankful. And all of my friends that are going, I'm definitely going to send them your way. I want you to remember, if you missed any portion or would like to experience this show again, go to realtalkwithanitaspencer.com to listen to the on-demand version of the show. You can reach me at realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com, on Facebook, Real Talk with Anita Spencer. Let me tell you about next week. Next week is going to get hot, because I have some things that we need to talk about, and you do not want to miss this live session. I'm going to be talking about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution. I don't know if any of you have seen the Netflix series called 13th. If you haven't, take a look at it. It is time for us to really open up. I want you to stay tuned. I'm going to take a quick break because I want to talk about my next week live session a little bit with you, because it's getting ready to get serious, because it's time to wake up. We're going to take a quick break. You're locked to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We're going to take a quick break. And we are back. And I want to thank you again for tuning in as I talk about my beautiful trip to Cuba. Make sure you join me next week. As I said, we're going to be talking about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution of the United States. And it is going to be a hot topic. You do not want to miss it. There are some things that are worded in there that are now playing itself out in 2017, and we need to take a look at it. So I definitely want to dive in and look at that. Listen here each and every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you to my peeps out west who are listening at 4 o'clock. I know some of you are at work, so just turn it down a little bit so nobody don't hear. But let me share my thought of the day with you. I am coming up on a year of having this show, and it's been so exciting, and it's been such growth for me. I remember being a guest on the show, and then now to have a show, it has been remarkable, and I just really am excited about the new season that is going to be starting. It is going to be simply amazing, so get ready. My thought of the day is you will never change your life until you change something you do. The secret to your success is found in your daily routine. I want to say that again. You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret to your success is found in your daily routine. Join me every Wednesday. This is Anita. Thank you for joining me. Viva Cuba. I had a great time there. Thank you for everyone. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer. I'm out of here. I love you. Peace.